Street, Paul, the St. Paul Jr. B. Canadians are holding on to third place in the league, despite a Friday night loss to the fourth-placed NEAJBHL team. A win on Saturday night against the Lloydminster Bandits gave the Canadians 2 points and allowed them to keep a 6-point lead over the Cold Lake Ice. But, it was the Ice who were successful on Friday at the Clancy Richard Arena. The scoring started with a goal by the Ice, but was followed up by 2 goals from the Canadians, with another by the Cold Lake Ice before the first period was out. Heading into the second period tied 2-2, the Canadians took the lead in the second, but the Ice came back again and tied the game once again. The Canadians would score once more, and head into the third period 1 goal ahead of the Ice. But, the third period proved to be a tough battle for the home team, and the Cold Lake Ice scored 4 times, including 2 powerplay goals and an empty net goal to wrap up the game, and giving the Ice the 7-4 win. The Canadians played at home again on Saturday night, taking on the Lloydminster Bandits. Goals from Isaac Waters and Brody Green in the first period would give the Canadians the lead, and this time they wouldn't let it up. The Bandits scored once, but in the end, with a final goal from Nicholas Beaudoin in the third, the Canadians would grab the 2 points and the 3-1 win. Elsewhere in the league, the Killam Wheat Kings are still in first place, with the Wainwright Bisons close behind in second. The Canadians and the Ice round off the top half of the league. In fifth place is the Vermilion Tigers, and the Lac La Biche Clippers sit below that after another tough weekend that saw the team add another 2 losses to their season record. In last place is the Lloydminster Bandits, who have only 1 win on the season. St. Paul and Lac La Biche will meet up at the Bold Centre on Friday night.